4. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Tufi are dead in Ndola runway train accident. Police in Kapirimpunshi arrest a suspect in fatal bus stabbing. In African news, a new outbreak of Ebola kills 65 in eastern DR Congo. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Defe Chwawa. Two people are feared dead after a runway coal train derailed and overturned in Ndola's Bwanamkubwa area yesterday. The accident happened around 15 hours and involved locomotive number 4346 pulling 11 wagons loaded with coal. According to Zambia Railways, the public relations manager Sombe Longwani, the shunt train lost control while moving towards Ndola before derailing near Itawa Bridge. Ms. Longwani says preliminary reports indicate that the two victims were walking within the railway reserve area when they were allegedly trapped beneath the overturned wagons. She says a rescue and recovery operations are currently underway, while investigations have been launched to establish the cause of the runway movement.
Preliminary reports indicate that two individuals who are walking within the rail reserve strip may have been trapped beneath the overturned wagon. Rescue and recovery operations are currently underway. Our thoughts are with affected individuals and their families during this extremely difficult time. The possibility of loss of life makes this incident particularly tragic, and every effort is being made to locate and assist those involved as quickly and safely as possible. An investigation has since been launched to establish the cause of the runaway movement and determine the full circumstances surrounding the accident. We are treating this matter with the utmost seriousness and remain fully committed to cooperating with relevant authorities throughout the rescue, recovery and investigation process.
Police in Kapirimpunshi have apprehended 30-year-old Chilea Kabili in connection with the fatal stabbing of Benson Moyo outside a named bar. The incident happened on May 14th, around 11 hours following a verbal altercation over a game of pool involving the deceased and another man identified as Happy Mwandila inside the bar. According to eyewitness and a close friend to the deceased, Alex Mwansa, Kabili and Mwandila initially left the premises before Kabili allegedly returned and called Moyo outside, why he was stabbed 3 times and died on the spot. Mwansa describes the incident as tragic and heartbreaking, saying Benson treated him like a young brother. Kabidi remains in police custody while Mwandila is still on the run as investigations continue.
In put a positive, I'm going to put it. Mona Maraboya at the app. Adao, you want to come for to work for the Amatik son. So I am a chick you. Now we should have one to the Randana Vena. I show for us, you cut out. Kumi Shivana Muninga Mishiba Tepuru Brem, but you papu Tepu Takwa Vishaku Shivana. Oh, can you wala monadero? Tawa kwa tamano walitumpa, wala monati kwa litumpa, na ipoeba tumpaba nuboko tuwaba. Euda wa everati, ipoeba tumpoko tuwaba, yeku ya papu tepo, nuku vula blaki, nuku yikata kumino kupirati. Awe, kanshi bonte, tapadu uwa latea, na ngubambi wabika potoke, ni tapadu uwa latea, mwanduwa kweba tine na ukana, atinte. Udawa waletea na ina putepo, yeku mwikata kukuboko, kumujonze la panse, kumusunki la panse, kanshi para panse ya musunki.
Traders at Lusaka's Mississi Malasha Market have expressed concern over the planned demolition of makeshift structures at the market, alleging that despite their earlier objections, a perceived investor has already begun frequenting the site in preparation for the exercise. Speaking to Common Ready News on behalf of the traders, Gertrude Mumba says the vendors have not been provided with an alternative trading place should the demolition proceed. Ms. Mumba has since appealed to relevant authorities to engage the traders and address their concerns before any action is taken. Efforts to obtain a comment from the Lusaka City Council proved unsuccessful by broadcast time.
Wakambati kuna wabu puanya, hati kuna wanaona gulisa malo. So, wabu puanya kuma isho wame tigulisa umu, wame tulana tigulisa malo. Zainda kuti, hati mpa wakansela wabu watuonereko. Hati zanga nungela wakansela wakambati ukonsi ya tuwa tukisheko. Haise, za gulisa lako utrafeti lako gulisa kaila zungwezi wana buwe tuwa nagula kudara malo haya. And then time of point. So the point of Sabe, I touch it up for goody seed and the most gifted around the moon, or maybe goody seed and road, Kunoksai, Malasha, Ostempak, about a tunic.
Mental health activist Love Mo Kabata has called on society to change its perception towards our mental health, saying stigma is preventing many people from opening up and seeking help. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Kabata said mental health is often wrongly associated only with people who are mentally unstable, making it difficult for individuals to talk about their struggles. He says his passion for mental health advocacy was inspired by personal experiences after losing three close people, which also forced him to reflect on his own mental well-being. Mr. Kawata further warns that social media pressure and lack of parental guidance are contributing to rising cases of drug abuse, alcohol consumption, unhealthy sexual behavior, and suicidal tendencies among young people. He has since urged parents to closely monitor the content that children consume online and take a more active role in guiding them.
Thing right now is the influence of social media and the detachment of family and parentage. You see, today's parents or today's society is letting social media raise the children. I was looking at a funny video today about a young girl who's so proud that she's dating old people, and I was so shocked about what that girl said in relation to her lifestyle. And when you talked about her faith, she said, with me and church, it's like this. I think this is what she did in that video. And I was telling myself, okay, there's something seriously wrong with the way we are looking at life, because
we now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.